This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So it's been 39 years since the Boston Bruins have won a Stanley Cup, but now Boston hockey fans are hoping that the Cup is finally on its way home. Tonight, it's Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Bruins lead the best-of-seven game series 3-2, so with a win tonight, they would advance to the big series. Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game, is here to talk about the week in sports, as he does most Wednesdays. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Anthony?
Pretty good. So, last time we talked hockey, the Bruins were advancing through the first round of the playoffs. It felt like winter out.
I haven't been outside today. It may be winter again.
Well, it may be. When I came in this morning, it was feeling a lot more like summer, but
yes,
there's
indeed
still hockey in Boston. What do we expect on the ice tonight?
Well, the beauty of this series is that nobody knows. Tampa Bay has scored 5 goals in 3 of the 5 games. And if anybody had said to me, Tampa Bay is going to score 5 goals in 3 games, I'd say they'd win those 3 games, except, of course, the only thing more surprising is that in one of those games, the Bruins scored 6. The Bruins have 1 shutout in these 5 games to their credit. I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen. This could be 1-0, and it could be 11-10. It's been that kind of series, and that's kind of what makes it fun to watch.
Well, maybe coming to you soon, a rink near you, hockey in June.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the Bruins can do it all, what does that do for the Bruins citywide? I mean, we haven't had this kind of love for this team since the days of Bobby Orr.
Well, I think you have to be very careful with Bobby Orr comparisons. First of all, his team's won the Stanley Cup twice. This particular version has yet to win it once. He was, of course, the youngest guy ever to get into the Hall of Fame, was defenseman of the year 8 times running, something like that. You get Bobby Orr sort of once
and
in a lifetime.
Flew.
Yes, he did.
Right. He had wings. He was one of the only hockey players with wings.
Like Michael Jordan. He could fly only with heavy skates on his feet.
All right. Well, I can't resist bringing up references to Bobby Orr. But anyway, move on. Let's move on quickly to baseball. The Red Sox have managed to turn things around after an abysmal start in April. They've put together the best May in the American League. What
mm-hmm.
do you think?
Well, David Ortiz said April doesn't count back at the end of the month, and maybe he was right. They've won 8 of their last 10. They're 4 games over .500. Adrian Gonzalez suddenly hitting .340. And, you know, one of the most exciting things about this team is that if you look at the statistics, Carl Crawford still isn't hitting, and neither is J.D. Drew. Theoretically, if some of these guys who, you know, historically been pretty good ball players start to find their range, the Red Sox are going to be even better.
And if the catchers, Salty Lamakia and Veritek, can hit a little above .200, that might be helpful, too.
That would be very nice, yes.
So let's move on to the big international sports story this week from the world of bicycling. Many have believed for a very long time that Lance Armstrong probably took performance-enhancing drugs. He, of course, has consistently denied it.
Mm-hmm.
Now his own teammates are saying not only was he a user, he was a supplier.
Yeah, and the problem is this is no longer just a he said, it's a he and he and he and he said
mm-hmm.
on the one side, and the former teammates and former friends are getting to be rather numerous, and so we have to begin to wonder whether they are all envious, jealous, treacherous people who are out to bring Lance Armstrong down, or whether some of them are simply saying, you know what, it's time to sort of clear the air on this.
At a certain point, there is a preponderance of
numbers matter in something like this, I'm afraid.
Now, I understand that over at Only a Game, you and at least one of your colleagues, Karen Givens,
yes,
have put together an interesting take on this story, right?
Yes, Karen wants everybody to know that she was acting. This is not her actual feeling. But yes, we had dueling responses regarding the Lance Armstrong issue.
All right, well, let's
Inverse, of course.
Let's listen to a little bit of this.
Lance Armstrong, he's a hero. How can there be any doubt? He triumphed over mountains on the Tour de France. His bout with cancer proved that no opponent ever had a chance when stepping up to battle with a fella known as Lance.
Lance Armstrong, he's a liar and a doper to be sure. No way that he could ride that way. No way he could endure the strain of winning all those tours without the PEDs. While everybody else was dirty, Lance was clean. Oh, please.
Live strong, the little bracelet. Let's say, and Lance.
Nicely done, Bill and Karen. I guess that was a pretty good balanced treatment of the story.
That was just about enough of that, probably.
We appreciate it. Listen, before we go, give us a highlight of what we can expect this weekend on Only a Game.
Well, among the other stories we're doing, we will take a look at an adult spelling bee in Louisville.
An adult spelling bee. Now, I understand, Tim, we have a piece of tape from that, so let's listen very quickly to that.
O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A.
That was onomatopoeia. That was those of you who couldn't follow Old MacDonald Had a Farm as a spelling strategy.
All right. Coming this weekend, everything you want to know about an adult spelling bee. Bill Littlefield, always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Anthony.
And listeners, you can hear Only a Game at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday right here on WBUR.